Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Elisa Kaler, the spiritual therapist.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for taking a break with Gene and Mary. We're going to get ready to talk about something really fun and want to have you join us if you'd like to. Call us at 516-418-5651. Love to have you join the conversation. Or you can always join us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. It's 24/7, 365. Yeah.
Good morning. Afternoon.
Howdy. Howdy. How you doing?
Overwhelmed again. Yeah. It's one of those days.
No. Well, you know, it seems to be pretty much going around. I mean, I'm telling you what.
There's a shift coming with this new moon.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, everything's confused with the moon and the eclipse simultaneously. It's like two major energies like dancing around in us. So, yeah.
Yeah,
well, but other than that, I'm having a great time with the having some like a lot of overcast weather lately. We've been having not a lot of rain, but not as much harsh sunshine for my outside activities.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Been kind of nice.
Yes. It's been a change. Definite change.
Oh yeah. Okay. Very humid. Florida-esque.
Yes. Okay, I'm working on like 7 different things at one time.
I understand. You do it so well too. You really do.
I don't know. Some days I don't know if I do it well or not. It's not as easy to multitask as you might think.
Well, no, I know it's not, and I don't tell you often enough that I admire your ability to do so, way beyond my
thank you.
Somebody's
we had a little mix-up today because I didn't know you'd created the show, so I was over there creating the show, and it said you cannot create 2 shows at one time.
Oh, no. Well, see, I will take the initiative on saying, by golly, next time I'll be more communicative. Which I should have been, except for I didn't think of it.
Okay.
I was in a hurry. But you know, it's pretty amazing.
But I'm grateful.
Kind of
I'm
you
grateful you did
you're...
because you saved me some time doing that.
Cool. I'm glad. I did it because I wasn't sure what you know if we were going to talk about, but you know, about half the time we don't talk about what we mean to talk about anyway, so that really doesn't matter, huh?
I know. We always run out of time. Seems like time just doesn't. Time. What is that song?
Time.
I think I just play a little music while I'm waiting for the time. Oh, you know what I should do? I totally forgot after your introduction. I'm trying to find it here. I need to do this. Warning. This show may contain a lot of people not knowing what they're doing. A little jocularity, a lot of knowledge, a little bit of knowledge. And a good way to spend 15 minutes. So... did you have a word of the day for me?
You know, I'm gonna go ahead and say let's make the word of the day whelmed, because a lot of us get overwhelmed, and that for me is not a pleasant thing. And a lot of times when I run into people that are overwhelmed, they state the fact, and then they feel a little flustered. It's not terribly comfortable, but to me, I like to stay right about whelmed, You know,
I don't think you're going to like that, Gene.
Well,
because if you're whelmed, it means you are submerged or buried, or you are engulfed to flow or heap up abundantly.
Well, that gives me plenty to do, is what I think.
Yeah. Well, both overwhelm and underwhelm come from the older term whelm, which can mean to submerge, or it can also be a synonym for overwhelm. Someone can feel whelmed when happy or sad, but you know, it's interesting. There's a question on here. Why is nobody ever just whelmed? And then it has kid flash. First time at the hall, I'm a little overwhelmed. Robin, you're overwhelmed. Freeze was underwhelmed. Why isn't anyone ever just whelmed? Well, maybe that's why, because we go to the extremes.
Well, you know, I thought that a while back, and I decided that I'm actually whelmed a lot. You know, like you said, I didn't realize it was submerged. I always thought it was more like half submerged. But
you're thinking it's, instead of your cup overfloweth, your cup is just full.
Yeah, right at the brim, maybe a splash here or two there, you know. Maybe if I need a break a little bit below the brim until it refills a little bit, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So.
But, you know, overwhelmed is not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
It just means that for the moment you're either, you know, sometimes your emotions are kind of wondering if you can keep up with everything is the way I feel. It's a daunting task. But overwhelm means to bury, submerge, overthrow, inundate, deluge, crush, engulf. So there are a lot of things, you know, that it but there's nothing wrong with being overwhelmed. I think if you're underwhelmed, it's like, was that all there was to this? What?
Yeah.
I thought there was going to be popcorn. And
yeah,
to be overwhelmed is when you get everything you expected and caramel popcorn or poppycock, you know, Cracker Jacks too. So I guess.
Well, I think the thing about whelmed that I've always felt is I don't like to get to where there's just so much I can't, like, I don't like to be, not be able to take care of everything I need to take care of, you know? And I just, that's one of the things I'm doing is losing stress over that because, you know, what I can control, and that's all. And that means what I'm paying attention to. So I just do it one at a time. But when it gets to be so much, I think when I'm whelmed, it's when I just know there's always something like more to do. You know, kind of like a bird when you see them walking around all the time. It doesn't matter. They're always looking for something. Doesn't matter when you see them. They're flying or looking for something. And they might be looking for something while they're flying, you know. Or
going,
but usually looking for something. So, I don't know. This a lot. I was thinking of the term overwhelmed because, you know, before the show, you had mentioned you got a lot of stuff going on, and I had said the same thing. And I mean, you talk about all the different life, big life changes you have. What is it like? Retirement and buying a home and having kids and marriage and death and all those things that we landmark. And, you know, I've been doing like five or six of them at once in about 6 months. And so I definitely am. Hang in there, whelmed.
Yeah.
But it's fun because, you know, Be Unique is going to, that's one of the things that's going to happen with us very shortly is we're going to start being more and more whelmed. So we got to get ready so we aren't overwhelmed.
Exactly.
And if anybody
I'm having to text Jennifer. She's trying to call me and let her know that I'm doing the show and, that we'll, and I'm trying to take notes and trying to look up stuff. But multitasking is certainly not my forte anymore, I don't think.
Well, so then at that point, do you get a point where you might be overwhelmed almost?
Yeah.
Or just well. Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah.
What are we talking about
yeah.
today? I've forgotten.
Well,
get your daily dose. Your daily dose of what?
Well, we've already had some knowledge, and we had a little jocularity. Well, at least I did. I cracked myself up
yeah.
earlier. So, I can't remember what it was about, or else I'd share that with you. I know that things are changing so fast with Be Unique Radio. What do we have, like 7 shows now? 6, 7?
7 shows now.
Yeah.
Every
day
of the
week.
Show's supposed to be coming up soon. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer and Lynn are going to have their show coming up fairly soon, too.
Mm-hmm. And this is happening, you know, and Be Unique Radio is going to town. And if any of our listeners is interested in getting into volunteering in the radio business, you know, contact us and you know, tell us what kind of skills you would have or interests you would have, things you could bring to make Be Unique Radio the next big thing that it's going to be. You know, we're all volunteer at Be Unique, so we're always looking for volunteers that are interested in helping further the mission. See?
Yes.
You know, connecting the dots. I know
yeah,
one of the things that
we
I...
We were connecting dots yesterday, Jennifer and I were, with some people. We were doing
yeah.
a little, and we're doing How's some more going? Networking this weekend with the Melbourne, no, Museums of Brevard Association, or whatever it's called.
Uh-huh. Right, Museums of Brevard, MOB.
Yeah. So we'll be there doing that. And getting the word out.
Excellent. Well, I've been getting out and spreading the word pretty big time, traveling around all up and down the Space Coast, talking to everybody I can meet about what we're doing, and seems to be a lot of interest. So, you know, basically, if you're listening and you want to join in, we're getting ready to take this thing off. You know, it's already... the next big thing, and Be Unique Radio is going to join Be Unique Magazine in that regard. So, heck yeah.
Yeah, so if anybody's listening live today, which is Thursday, June 24th,
mm-hmm.
2021, what number should they call if they would like to talk with us?
Well, it'd be 516-418-5651. And you better
and
call
they got
back.
A whole, yeah, they got 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Yeah,
hurry up. Time's running out.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's hard to do a short call-in show.
It is.
And I know that we...
It's been done, though. We've done it well.
Yeah. It's
so
when are
you and I going to get together to do recording for next week?
Well, we need to do that. Actually, part of my whelmingness will end today, finally. I'll be finishing a big, huge project that I've been doing, and that will be ending. Turn my attention to what I'm supposed to be doing now, you know? So
will tomorrow's show be live?
What is today?
Today is Thursday.
Thursday. Why don't we do tomorrow's show and live and see if we could, or maybe later today. You know, we could do some. I gotta cut a great big giant wooden planter up in little pieces and haul it out to the curb before I can do too terribly much. It's kind of my chore of the day, you know.
Right. No,
I think
we should do the show live tomorrow, and
mm-hmm.
Then we'll go from there.
Sound good.
All right.
And I'll try to, and we'll have to communicate better than I did about as we get closer, and maybe we can come up with the perfect time for everybody.
Are you going to set up tomorrow's show?
I will if you'd like me to, sure.
Yeah,
if you could
do that, that would save me one more piece of my puzzle today.
I will take care of that. I'm finally back in a capability of doing that sort of thing. I was kind of in a technical capability lull there for a little while, but I'm back on board with that. And sure.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Thank you.
My favorite part is like the pictures. I hope everybody likes the pictures I put up today, and I'll put up some more fun ones tomorrow.
Excellent. Excited.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, that brings us to another rousing conclusion to today's show, and I'll hit a button and get us out of here.
Well, okay, and I'll
hey,
see
you.
Thanks, everybody.
All right. Hang on a second, Gene. I'm going to let you do this the easy way.
Okay. Bye, Mary.
Hey, Gene.
Bye.
Yeah, Mary?
What are we going to talk about tomorrow?
The sky's the limit. But since we only have 15 minutes, why don't we talk about quantum physics?
Nah, that's too simple.
What do you want to talk about tomorrow?
Rocket surgery and brain science have been talked to death. What do you think about the color green?
I think it's great. I'll talk about green any day.
Gene, what will we talk about tomorrow if nobody calls the show?
Maybe we can talk about yard sales or maybe the fact that nobody called the show. Hey, Mary, are you ready for tomorrow's trivia question?
I sure am, but I think this time I'll give the answer at the start of the show and let our callers come up with the question.
That's awesome. Great idea. And we can talk about our favorite Be Unique stories, psychics, colors, trees, what trees think about people.
Quantum physics, rockets to Mars, Be Unique documentaries, cat's whiskers.
Well, cat's whiskers, I would like to know more about, I think, because I know nothing at all about them, and I do know some cats.
These are all some of the topics we might cover on weekdays at noon on Be Unique Radio when you take a break with Gene and Mary.
Gene and Mary. And you know, if we aren't talking about something you want to talk about, you could always call in
516-418-5651.
That's right. Check us out at BeUnique.org. That's BeUnique.org.
Well done. Bye, Gene. Bye, everybody.
See ya.